Chapter 6, A Promise Kept. About a fortnight later, Sir Edward, who always opened the postbag himself, found there a letter addressed to his little niece, and sent a message to the nursery to tell her to come down to him. She arrived very much surprised at the summons, as Sir Edward always wished to be left undisturbed at his breakfast. But when she saw the letters on the table, she cried out joyously,
"Good morning, Uncle Edward. I know there's a letter from Jack for me, isn't there? I've been waiting for it every day."
"I think there may be, judging from the writing on the envelope. Come here and open it."
Milly took the letter, and her little fingers fairly trembled with excitement as she opened it, saying softly to herself as she did so,
"I knew he would keep his promise. I knew he wasn't a thief."
A postal order for 7 shillings and 6 pence dropped out.
"Well," said Sir Edward, "you were right, little woman, and we were wrong. Would you like me to read it for you?"
"Yes, please, Uncle."
The letter read as follows.
"I'm as good as my word, little miss, in sending you back what you lent me, with many grateful thanks for the loan, as I reach London safe and has never touched a drop of drink since I seen you, and am at work at my uncle's, which is good of him to take me, and am getting 12 shillings a week and goes to church again. And my uncle has a chum which is a street preacher, and comes along of plenty of fellows like I was, and I told him of your young fella, Tommy Maxwell, and he'll keep a lookout for him. Tell the woman that fetched you sharp away that I'll hold up my head with her yet, and every night I asks God to bless you, for I hopes I'm getting on the right track again, and thank you kindly for your talk, which is sticking to me. Yours obediently, Jack Gray."